Well, hi there, Kyle. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here for Texas. And, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions you have. And then since it is a fairly young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
That's going good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, Kyle. I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
Right.
It's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially being that it's a young company, that's the power of this listing. People will not need to already know the name Culpeper Irrigation, but they are going online. They're going on Google. They're going on Bing. They're looking for a sprinkler installation or irrigation services near me. Whatever they're typing in, we'll make sure that your business is one of those top options. You'll pop up right there on that first page, which of course means you'll get calls directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, Tara did not attach a website here. Is there not yet a website for Culpeper Irrigation?
No.
That's okay.
No, there's not.
Well, we don't expect our younger businesses to have a website already. A lot of the times, though, they'll let me include a website at no additional cost. To be quite honest with you, Kyle, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you, because you won't be the only company that pops up, of course. You know that when someone's in your area looking for a guy who does what you do. But when you're one of those options, you'll get calls. And if you've got a website that talks about your services, give people kind of the opportunity to educate themselves and decide if they want to hire you. By the time they get around to deciding to call you, it's pretty much because they're hoping you're available to do the job and that your price is fair. They want to hire you for your services. So it's a high conversion rate with the calls that you get. You're not going to get a bunch of calls from people that don't really know what they want or they're looking for a bunch of estimates. One thing that Tara did attach, and I believe she found it when she was looking for your website, was an Angie Leads profile. That's a very different service. That's a lead-based service. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Well, I just got that
okay.
For the winter, but I haven't used it yet.
Gotcha, yeah. So with that, you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. So you may not end up even needing it at all. In fact, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners, prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for the same lead that their competitors are paying for and then being in a bidding war. Now, what I want to do is make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. That new in business rate does reduce the cost of the service by well over 50%. It is a month-to-month service, and as long as you keep the service, that reduced rate would stay with you. So it's not like an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you later on. We try to make it affordable, especially for younger companies, because we do know that while there are no long-term contracts, again, it's month-to-month, we do find our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, Tara says you're willing to travel maybe 30 miles for the right job. I would want to at least include Facebook ads, a social media campaign as well. That way, it's going to allow us to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions 30 miles away. The local map by itself might be good for about 20 or 25 miles. So you're looking at $199 for the local campaign. We would include the website at no additional cost. It'd only be $249 if you wanted to include the Facebook ads on top of that. But either way, it's going to get your phone ringing and kind of allow you to pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Even in the winter time, the businesses on the first page don't really see much of a slowdown because there are always people that are going to need your services. And when you're one of those top options right there in the exact moment that someone needs a guy who can do what you do, you'll get more phone calls. Now, being that it's month to month, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I feel like that'd be a good thing to maybe get into.
Branding your business with the website. I mean, you know, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It is really where we go when we don't know who else to call. We don't call our dad to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore, but we do use our smartphone. We might hop on our computer. And 9 times out of 10, we call and hire the companies that are on the first page. Now, it's not the businesses that have been around the longest or the biggest companies or even the guy that does the best job in town. The businesses on the first page, Kyle, are really only there because they've got more content online relating to that particular search in the area than their competitors have. So we'll create that content for you, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, etc. We create that content not necessarily for your customers to see, but we create it for Google and Bing to see. And when Google can see that you do have that information, that you are in the area providing that service, that's what's going to reassure them that you'll provide the service when someone calls you, so you'll be in that local map. And, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up for each search. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Your potential customers will call you directly. Now, on the website, there will also be a contact form that they can fill out if they like, and that's going to generate a text message and an email to you so you know right away when someone's trying to reach you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, will repopulate on your tracking system so you know not only how much work you're getting and where it's coming from, you'll also know who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess my question for you, because you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, you know, how far you really do want to go for the job, how much work you can take on, what the budget does allow. Like I said, you might be looking at 20 or 25 miles with just the local only campaign. The Facebook ads on top of that will allow us to easily target 30 miles or 35 miles. If there's places you want to go, we can target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Like I said, the local campaign by itself is $199. To add the Facebook ads on top of that, you'd be looking at a total amount, the fixed flat rate of $249. Now, which of those do you think would be a better fit for your business at this point?
I don't know. Maybe just start out with a lower end one. And
it's not a bad way to go. And I mean, if you're telling me that, yeah, I really need to go 50 miles or 100 miles, then I'd be saying, yeah, we should probably kind of support the local campaign a bit. But you know, at 30 miles, you're pretty close to getting that with the local campaign anyway. And it's a great place to start. I mean, Tara says it's kind of just you and like one other helper, a bookkeeper or a secretary, that kind of thing. If you had multiple crews and you're looking to take on a ton more work, then we might want to do a little bit more than that local campaign. It is designed for local businesses, though, and I think for you, it'd be a perfect fit. Now, I know that there's not a website. Are there photos, though, of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
You know, I hadn't done a whole lot of that.
That's okay.
And the reason is because I typically just do service during the summer.
Oh, I got
it. So you don't really
right.
want to do before.
There's not a lot of photos to take care of for something like that. Now, that makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah, that's okay. And I know the business is pretty new. So if you have any photos at all, you know, photos of your equipment, service vehicle, yourself, your crew, anything you would want us to put on the website, we could do that. The other thing, too, though, is that when we include a website, it's not just the initial construction that we include. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. So you can always send us photos of jobs that we send you. We can always add more photos later on down the road. There would never be any additional cost for that. In fact, I mean, there's no additional cost for anything. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, lead, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It's just that flat rate, that exact amount. Now, Kyle, when we get your phone ringing, yep, is the number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes.
Okay, so the 903-570-7748. We'll promote that on your website and promote it on your Google listing and all the other directories that we create. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir.
Is it a smartphone? I mean, I imagine it is. You can receive text.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get calls directly from your customers. When they fill out that contact form, though, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Okay, yeah, I haven't started it. Company email yet. So my personal email is nephew, NEPHEW, 21989@gmail.com.
Okay. So yeah, definitely more of a personal email. It would be hidden. No one would see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. So when someone fills that out, you'll get emails as well as text messages. And we'll use that email sometimes too when we want to send you a longer piece of information and something we want you to have for your records. We do use phone, text, and email to reach out to you. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those? Phone, email, text message?
Yeah, I guess text message would be
text.
Good.
And if I was going to guess, I would have guessed text, simply because that's by far the most common response when I'm talking to a service-based business. And that does bring me to my next question. You are a service-based, right, meaning that you go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical
Correct.
Address, brick-and-mortar showroom, nothing like that to promote for the business. I ask, though, because the Angie leads that Tara attached, it's got a physical address. I'm thinking it's probably your residence, the 17182 Lakeview Drive. It is? Okay.
Yeah, that's my residence.
Well, you know, we're not going to list your residence on Google. In fact, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And, of course, they don't expect service-based businesses to maintain a showroom. I mean, obviously, if customers don't come to you, you go out to the customer. Google doesn't want to list that physical address. They fully expect you to run your business kind of out of the truck, out of the home there. You'll only be listed with the city and the state, not even the zip code. But then we'll target specific areas where you most want to be found. Are you taking on any commercial work, or is it strictly residential?
I'd say strictly residential.
Okay, yeah, we'll focus on residential then for sure. And then I never do want to assume, but being the name is Culpepper Irrigation, is Culpepper your last name?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. Well, Mr. Culpepper, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, being that it is that flat rate on a month-to-month basis, and it is exactly $199, there's not a setup fee or anything like that, I would do a couple of things here. One, I would actually be scheduling a follow-up call with one of our technicians, because we will want to speak with you in a little bit more depth about things like, you know, mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about the business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that's required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving the setup fee, that we're, of course, reducing the cost of the service and even including the website for you. Now, the voice verification, Mr. Culpepper, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay, Kyle, give me just one quick second here then to get that pulled up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Culpepper Irrigation.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Culpepper, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kyle Culpepper, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Mr. Culpepper, as the owner and operator of Culpepper Irrigation, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Okay.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for your services, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Kyle, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. Anything new that you don't already have. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create online content for your business, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure that your information is always accurate, current, and consistent. Mr. Culpepper, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, yeah. Kyle, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost because you're a young company, waiving the setup fee and including the website, and especially, of course, since it's a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 5th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And Kyle, that $199 is, again, a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, my company will also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website.
and that website is included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And once again, Kyle, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Kyle, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that Mr. Culpepper is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Kyle, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, but how do I get the phone number for that place?
Yeah.
So, like, come summertime,
oh, sure.
Come springtime, I will probably be pausing the service because
every spring
and summer I'm busy
you're
already.
Busy as it is, yeah, you don't need the extra work. So absolutely. So I'm going to give that to you now if you've got a pen handy. You'll also get a confirmation email with our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy already, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, yeah, go.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225, and then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. Now, that actually does conclude the voice verification, Kyle. And that first payment of just $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
And on that particular card, Kyle, is it your name, the business name, or both?
I think I'll use my personal name.
Just first and last on that card or any middle initial?
You know what? I may use the Culpepper Irrigation card, but it also has my name on it, too, so.
Okay. All righty. And is that one also a MasterCard?
Yes.
Okay, so that should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. Mr. Culpepper, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, 5322-3100-0318-8060.
And then the expiration month and year?
0725.
07 of 2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
It's ripped off. 605.
So we'll hope that it's 605. Yeah, when you put it in and out of your wallet, it rubs off pretty quick. It's kind of odd that it does when it's an important thing. So I've got at least what we think might be 605 on the back. I've got 07 or July of 2025 for the expiration date. Is the card itself 53-22-31-00-03-18-80-60?
Yes.
You're a 60. And then is the billing address of that card that 17182 Lakeview Drive in Flint, 75762?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And like I said, it does have that client support phone number information that I already did give you. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over, invoice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and then when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Now, I'm not sure what did happen there, but I'm getting a message from our finance department that we were not able to process that payment. It's not pointing towards anything in particular like the three digits on the back of the card, so I'm not sure if that is even the case. Not sure what's going on with that. That might be, but usually it'll tell me if that's what's going on. But let me also at the same time pull up the client interview calendar. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. I'm not sure if you're looking for something quick and right away. The first available would be 1 o'clock. The last available would be 5 o'clock. And it looks like with maybe just one or two exceptions, every hour in between would be available. Would you want something as early as 1 o'clock or as late as 5, somewhere in the middle there?
Let's do 5. I'm going to be pretty busy for the rest of the day.
That's not a problem. So we'll make it 5 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call itself would get you maybe just a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30, and it's actually a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I am available in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. Yeah, we're not able to process the payment on that particular card. Now, I'm not sure if it is the
yeah,
last
see what it is.
Or not.
The bank thought it was fraud, so
Oh. You
should be able to do it again.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, if you get an error message or something like that, let me schedule it at 5 o'clock. Oh, the other thing I wanted to do here, just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to add a little bit of added protection for you. Just a question and an answer. Anybody who calls us and tells us they're with Culpeper Irrigation, even if it's you, Kyle, and we recognize your voice, we are still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Tyler, Texas.
Tyler, you're born in Tyler. I got to type it in twice. All right, so you're all set there. And then, let's see, at 4 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 5. And in just about a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. That payment did go through, so 605 is the three digits on the back of that card. And in a minute here, like I said, you're going to receive probably a couple of emails. One, it looks like, is the one that we want you to look at already, but you will get that client support email, the confirmation email as well. But it looks like the one that the system already did send is the one that I'd like you to pull up anyway. If you open it up, it says Local Splash initial invoice. And if you open it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, Kyle, it's hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions, the local splash terms of experience. And it talks about all the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I've got it pulled up.
Okay. So, obviously, Google's going to be our main focus, since it's pretty much everyone's main focus. But it's about 1 out of 10 people that will use Bing instead of Google. Most of them are doing it on their smartphone. So that's a lot of people. We want you to get those opportunities and get those phone calls. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yahoo, Google, Facebook. There's a lot more than that. We are going to do that custom website for you, et cetera. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down or if you see that line at the bottom that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, we do want you to click on that box. And then it also has a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That says sign. That's where you would actually type in or copy and paste your name as it appears, which of course is case sensitive, Kyle Culpepper. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, just click on the confirm signature box below it, and that does actually a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it is month to month, that we've waived the setup fee, that we've reduced the cost, that we've included the website for you. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. Now, it is then an important step in the process, and you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay. So you don't have to worry about going that next step. That's actually just our automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system. Your tracking system is actually not even activated yet. We have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll get by text and email your username and a default password that you can then use to access your account. You can update the password if you like. Sometimes people never do, and that's totally fine too. I can actually give you the username. That's already been assigned, and it cannot be changed. But good thing is it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number, the area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 903-570-7748. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That just makes it easier for us to access the information and forward it to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. Our client interview technician will also give you photos at localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S. At any time, you can email the photos team directly or send them to the support email. Anytime you have additional photos and things like that that you might want us to add to your website. You also got that confirmation email already and an additional email. It says action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. Google just wants to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are indeed active businesses in the local area that will provide the service. So if you can help us out, this is also stuff we can use on your website if you want us to. Any pictures of tools or equipment, your service vehicle, any business card or anything like that. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
It is licensed. I haven't renewed the insurance yet.
Okay. Any of that information does help us just to have it on file so that everything is Google compliant. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. We do have that follow-up call at 5 o'clock today, and I hope I'm available for that call. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. I think you're going to love the service. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time. I did also want to thank you for your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call. And I do for sure hope that I'm available in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you in that 5 o'clock hour.
Okay. And how did you say to add the photos again?
So photos@localsplash.com is the email address for the photos department, but you can actually email the support@localsplash.com email as well. That's kind of the catch-all for everything related to your account, so anything and everything can be sent there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. You would also, when your tracking system is active, you can upload photos through your tracking system if you like. You can even make changes to your website on your own if you like. A lot of our clients like that feature, but we are always more than happy to make changes for you. Just email us photos and your content request changes, and we'll make those changes for you at any time, no additional cost.
Okay, sounds good.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Culpepper. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.